May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O God, our strength and redeemer. Amen. When I was about 17 years old, there was a huge blow-up in my family. As a result, certain extended family members and my immediate family became very disconnected. We actually never heard from them again, nor did we call them again. That is until about 2 years ago. The short version of the story goes like this. I wound up at Virginia Theological Seminary in class with a man who knew that part of my family very well. It was actually quite strange, the connections that we had. And through that association, I was actually able to reconnect with my grandparents and my aunts and uncles. It was a week after Easter, 2 years ago, when I made my own personal resurrection journey to my long-lost family members. What I remember most about my week spent with my grandparents is the sense of completion I felt. I talked a lot like the people in my family, like that side of my family. I looked a lot like that side of my family. In fact, I look nothing like my mother's side of the family at all. And I felt like I had to make up for lost time, so I asked a lot of questions and heard a lot of stories about my family's history. And I resonated with those stories which I had never heard before. And I was able to begin to piece together parts of myself that before seemed like a mystery to me. This experience caused me to be more aware of myself than I had ever been before, and it sparked a change in my journey, a step toward better loving and appreciating the me that God created. The Easter Vigil is one of my favorite services because it is a lot like my experience of amends with my family. It, too, is a reuniting. It, too, is a reconnecting. Together we gather and we hear stories about our church family woven again. Together we sink our minds and our hearts into the stories of our common ancestral journey through the readings that we just heard. And soon we will renew the vows spoken at our baptism, the spark of our very own personal Christian journeys. And at the pinnacle of this whole night, we sang and shouted the acclamations of Christ's resurrection. And it is only in hearing these stories, the stories of our history, and reciting these prayers from our history, that makes it possible for us to know on a deeper level the meaning of this resurrection that we have today. It links us back to a time of spiritual vibrancy, while we personally are at the end of a Lenten journey into diminishing light. It helps us realize that whatever or whomever is dead absolutely must reconnect and come back to life. Whomever is dead absolutely must reconnect with us and come back to life. So my question to you on this night, at our brink of hope, here we are just beyond the cusp of the resurrection, is this. What is dead within us that is coming back to life again? How can we ourselves reunite and reconnect to the stories of our own selves? Our spiritual, emotional, and physical journeys, how can we reconnect and find our own pockets of resurrection in the light of Christ's saving grace? Friends, what is dead within us that is coming back to life again? Amen.